Good morning. My name is Brad, and I work for Snow College, and I want to introduce my colleague, Mike Daniels, who's our Director of Concurrent Enrollment at Snow College. While we're getting set up here, I just wanted to say how proud I am of our research institutions and the important role they play in the state. And I think this is what's important for, you know, a healthy ecosystem of higher education. We have different missions. And as you can, what we're asked to address today to you really is the statewide kind of concurrent enrollment statute that was initiated back in 2014. Now, I would argue that the state of Utah is probably one of the best states in the country when it comes to delivering concurrent enrollment, right? Early college enrollment. And Utah State does it well, Salt Lake Community College. This particular statute was intended by the legislature to kind of fill the gaps in the rural areas of the state that weren't being met, at least satisfactorily, to the rural superintendents. And so in 2014, this particular language was developed, and as well as a fiscal note on creating interactive video conferencing, or what we call broadcast, and particularly for rural high school students. Now, just to remind you, concurrent enrollment happens in lots of different ways, at least three, but you think about the face-to-face, that's either delivered by a high school teacher, right, a qualified high school teacher in the schools that deliver concurrent enrollment, or we actually have, in some cases, high school students that come on campus, right, to these campuses, whether it's Utah Valley or Southern Utah, that they actually, these students come on campus. But typically these are, on the left here, really are year-long courses. On the right side, or in the just in the middle there, is what we're talking about. It's really broadcast courses. So these are courses that are filmed, right, at Snow College and then broadcast out. And then we have a hybrid. This is an example of a faculty member delivering into various high schools and then in this particular case, at South Sevier. But in 2014, the legislature allocated $1.3 million to Snow College to help institute this sort of rural initiative, and then another supplement in 2018 for $300,000. So I wanted to report on what has happened since 2013 with this particular statute, and I think it's a really terrific story from a return on investment. So we started out before the legislation of 16, serving about 16 high schools out, you know, within our within the state, and that has grown to 73 high schools. We've grown from about 1,200 unique students to almost double that, to 2,200. This is the one we're probably the most proud of, though, because it is intended to sort of serve more rural high schools and rural students, and you can see from 2011 to 12, it's gone almost threefold. Total credits earned have gone from 7,000 to 16. And the investment then of $1.8 million, the savings from concurrent enrollment in 2013 for our families and for our students was 1.8. And with that investment of 1.6 million, we've been able to save 3.8 million for families. Other quality initiatives, I think they're important to understand that with this, you know, with this appropriation, we invite faculty, high school faculty, and others to a conference. We have workshops and trainings for all of our faculties. This is what we call the My Concurrent Enrollment Portal. Not all campuses who deliver concurrent enrollment have this, but this has turned out to be a really important feature. So when students, they sign up for a concurrent enrollment course, whether you're a high school student or you're a coordinator or an advisor or you're one of our faculty or a facilitator, all of your information is accessible there. So like with anything else in life, right, there are trade-offs. And so while there has been, I think, a tremendous sort of productivity with, with the legislation as well as the appropriation, there are some trade-offs. And that is in terms of revenue, that as we continue to grow, with a $1.6 million appropriation plus the $5 a credit hour that we garner for concurrent enrollment, you can see we produce about $1.7 million. But the costs continue to escalate, and so we're about $500,000 each year underwater. The other cost that I think this is probably even more concerning to us is that I think that the legislature and the administration at Snow College felt that as we grew more opportunities for concurrent enrollment in the state, that those students would chase those credits back to Snow College. And what we're finding is that as we do this well, less students chase those. So back in 2010, 57% of students that took a concurrent enrollment for Snow College would come to Snow College and finish their associate's degree. That is less than 43% now. And part of that reason is because there's more credits and degrees that are earned now in high school, there's less reason for people to come to either Ephraim or Richfield campus to complete their degree. So we've gone from just under four semesters as average students coming to campus to now we're just barely over two semesters. Now, that's good news for students, right? That's great news for parents, and that's great news for acceleration to completion. But it just it does have a particular cost for our campus. So we want to remind you, though, that this was a good piece of legislation that you enacted. And $1.6 million has really leveraged $3.8 million in savings. And this is a terrific statement. This kind of shows you, again, that middle part of the state where we're serving a lot of these rural high schools and charter schools. So this is about 73 of the campuses or high schools or charter schools that we serve. We felt that you probably wouldn't mind if we quit short on this, but we're open for questions about this. We think this is part of, a healthy offering. What's happening at Utah State and their multi-campuses, what you're doing with concurrent enrollment, I think helps also sort of cover the state. So we're happy to answer any questions if you have any.